Genealogy of Genesis. Genesis 5. When God created man, he made them in the likeness of him. God created man and woman and blessed them. When Adam was 130 years old, he gets a son that looks like him. He called him Seth. After Seth is born, Adam lived for another 800 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife Eve. When Adam became 930 years old, he died. When Seth was 105 years old, he gets a son whom he called Enosh. After Enosh was born, Seth lived for another 807 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife. Enosh died when he is 912 years old. When Enosh was 90 years old, he gets a son. He named his son Canaan. After Canaan was born, Enosh lived for another 815 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife. Enosh died when he is 905 years old. When Canaan was 70 years old, a son was born to him named Mahalalel. After Mahalalel was born, Canaan lived for another 840 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife. Canaan died when he was 910 years old. When Mahalalel was 65 years old, a son named Jared was born to him. After Jared is born, Mahalalel lives for another 830 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife. When Mahalalel was 890 years old, he died. When Jared was 162 years old, Enoch was born to him. Jared lived for another 800 years and had lots of sons and daughters with his wife. Jared died when he was 962 years old. When Enoch was 65 years old, he got a son, and he called him Methuselah. Enoch walked with God for 300 years and had many sons and daughters. Then God took Enoch away to be with him. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he got a son whom he named Lamech. Methuselah lived for another 782 years and had many sons and daughters. Methuselah lived for 969 years and died. When Lamech was 182 years old, he had a son called Noah. After that, Lamech lived for another 595 years and had sons and daughters. Lamech died at the age of 777 years old. When Noah was 500 years old, he had three sons named Shem, Ham, and Japheth.